Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on iTunes.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. How Roman emperors were chosen was a bit complex. There was a bloodline, and the previous emperor often made his desires known of who would succeed him. Yet the Senate had a say. And of course, there were often outright murders of rivals. The year is 37. Tiberius, the third Roman emperor, is old. He has reigned for more than 22 years and has no direct heir. In his will, he appoints Caligula and Gemellus co-heirs to the throne. Caligula was the older and Gemellus about 18 at the time. The Senate annuls Tiberius's will and appoints Caligula the sole ruler. If you recall any history of the period, Caligula was a real nice guy. And he forces or kills Gemella sometime in the next year and a half. Lord Berkeley was tight in the royal court and on the royal side in the English Civil War. He also had an interest in the New Jersey colony, but it's unclear if he ever visited North America. On this day in 1673, he sells his interest in the colony to a group of Quakers, and the colony is split into East and West New Jersey. It will remain that way for 24 years before being reunited. The British Parliament repeals the Stamp Act less than a year after it was put in place. The tax that required nearly all printed documents in the colonies to be printed on taxed paper and paid in British currency and not colonial script. The Crown was trying to pay for the French and Indian War that had taken place here in the colonies, yet that was part of a much larger English and French war, and the colonies were never under threat of attack from the French, except as it related to the larger war. They also felt they had already paid their part of the war. This was one of the first shots across the bow of the Crown and tensions that will lead to the American Revolution a decade later. The larger issues were that the colonies did not have seats in Parliament and felt they were being governed with no input. Part of this was due to rules in the British Parliament that required attendance of the members and contact with your electorate. And there were local assemblies in the colonies, but still Parliament or the Crown had the final say. The president, known for a couple of things, an unusual name, and being elected to two non-successive terms, Grover Cleveland is born in 1807. Of course, that last point is likely to be mitigated this coming fall. German engineer Rudolf Diesel is born in 1858. A highly skilled engineer, he wanted to develop an engine that pushed the limits of thermal efficiency. The first working engine was completed in 1897. One of Diesel's college professors was Carl von Lind. Lind was working on high compression and gas separation. The Lind name is still associated with the compressed gas market. In late September of 1913, while crossing the English Channel by ship, Diesel mysteriously disappeared. One report was that his body was found by another boat a few days later, but due to conditions and weather, the crew removed personal effects and returned the body to the sea. This would lead one to assume Diesel committed suicide. He left a large sum of cash for his wife and drained bank accounts. But another theory claims he was murdered by German authorities. It seems they wanted exclusive use of his designs for the German army in the days leading up to World War I. A third theory was the whole affair was a ruse for defection. He was en route to Britain to discuss using the Diesel engine in British craft. Shortly after his disappearance, the Vickers facility in Montreal made rapid and significant progress in their Diesel engine designs. Interesting, but we will never know. The Congress of the Confederate States adjourns for the last time in 1865. The upstart nation will fall apart 5 weeks later. We are in the spring tornado season in the Midwest, as we saw late last week. Abundant moisture and wide swings in temperature helped to produce the storms. In 1925, there were 12 significant tornadoes on this day in what is one of the deadliest outbreaks in U.S. history. Actor Peter Graves is born in 1926. He was known for his role in the Mission Impossible television series. Graves was a maternal family name and stage name. It seems he did not want to be confused with his older brother, James R. Ness, who has a long television career as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon. While Germany took center stage in World War II, Italy had their own issues. Hitler and Italian leader Benito Mussolini meet and agree to align against France and Britain. To a lesser degree, Spain sided more with the Axis than the Allies. You may know about the volcanic destruction of the Italian city of Pompeii in the year 79. The same volcano is active again in 1944. Mount Vesuvius erupts and kills 26 people. The volcano is quite active and the only one in Europe. Today it remains a threat with a potential of 30 million folks impacted and 600,000 in the immediate danger zone. 65 years ago, the act admitting Hawaii as the 50th state is signed. It will become effective on August 21st of that year. It remains the last state to be admitted. Many admissions have been contentious as they affect the balance of power in Congress. There have been calls to add the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, but each of those would firmly vote Democrat, and the calls are not heeded. There is debate among economists if the dollar should be on the gold standard as we were for years. It does have some disadvantages, but it also prevents the wanton printing of dollars with no real value. In 1968, Congress releases the requirement to have gold reserves to back the dollars in circulation. The theory was, if there were a billion paper dollars in circulation, then they would need $1 billion of gold in store. Which begs the question, how much gold does the U.S. government have in reserve? Reports are, there are about 262 million troy ounces. About 56% is stored at Fort Knox, Kentucky. With a morning spot price of $21.60, that would be $567 trillion in value. While it sounds like a very large number and about 250 times the amount of paper dollars in circulation, it would be very difficult to count the number of dollars in the economy. We do know there are $18 trillion on deposit in banks. The U.S. has nearly as much as the next three countries combined, Germany, Italy, and France. Russia and China are next on the list. Combined, they own about 60% of the amount the U.S. holds. The former East Germany holds its first democratic elections since the rise of the Nazis. The year is 1990. A few months later, the two Germanies are reunited. That's History in Comment for the 18th day of March. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.